Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Nah, bagi Anda yang baru saja bergabung, Anda masih bersama SBS Audio, program Bahasa Indonesia. Untuk dengar ulang di podcast, Anda dapat kunjungi situs kami di www.sbs.com.au/indonesia. Nah, selanjutnya, karena ini Hari Australia sudah menjelang, jadi kita akan membahas masalah itu. It is a tricky situation. As we know, the Australia Day is upon us. On the 26th of January, Australia will celebrate Australia Day. However, there's always something when we are approaching Australia Day that sometimes we are not sure, and sometimes with some trepidation, so we try to reflect what's the experience of the First Nations people or the Indigenous people and the Torres Strait Islander people. To discuss this, I have invited our own SBS Indigenous lead, Carrie Lee Harding. Good afternoon, Carrie Lee Harding.
Good afternoon, Sri. How are you today? And thank you for having me.
And thank you so much. I know you are not really 100%, but you're still happy to be contacted. And may I address you as Auntie Carrie Lee Harding, because you are, in a sense, you are the elder in SBS. You are considered as our Indigenous elder.
Oh, I feel really humbled. And I feel really honoured that you've asked that of me. If I accept that beautiful honour and kindness and generosity from you, may I call you Auntie Sri?
Oh, reciprocal, is it?
Yes, and out of respect, Auntie
yes.
Sri, because we do in my community and in many of our multicultural communities, we look up to our elders and we must pay them with the ultimate respect that they deserve. Yeah.
Well, it is actually linked to our theme because, if I'm not mistaken, the theme of this year is reflect, respect, and celebrate, I believe.
Yeah, it's a big day, Australia Day, which is coming up on January 26th. To Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, that is, Auntie Sri, Australia's first people, the
yes.
First Nations people. We're also known as Indigenous
yes.
Australians as well.
Yeah, and may I interrupt? Because on the other line, there's Ibu Nani Thomas. Ibu Nani is a school teacher, originally a school teacher in Geelong, but she's moving to Tarnet, to Western area. Maybe Ibu Nani can introduce herself a little bit.
Yeah,
in a
thank
sense,
you.
Because Punani has done a lot raising awareness in the school community. Punani, please.
Thank you, Ibu Sri, for inviting me again. Hello, good afternoon. I'm Carrie Lee.
Hello.
Nice to know you. I'm a high school teacher, and I've been very interested in this space of raising awareness to try and, you know, I guess, make people a bit more aware of our history, our Australian history. I'm actually a migrant by choice. I always refer to myself as an intellectual refugee. I originally come from Singapore, but I've invested my entire career in teaching Indonesian and languages. And so within my teaching capacity, I guess, I'm always looking for ways to try and bring awareness to my classroom about First Nation history and perhaps, you know, address some misunderstanding, misconception. And yeah, I was very, very lucky and very fortunate to be part of a Reconciliation Action Plan committee of my previous school. And so, yeah, I'm always looking for ways to try and, I guess, impart knowledge, but also to try and embed First Nation history, culture, etc. within my Indonesian language curriculum. And yeah, I've enjoyed doing that for a very long time. So I'm still learning a lot about First Nation history and culture. And I basically self-taught myself. I read a lot. But I guess one thing I want to raise with you is that amongst my teaching colleagues, there is a tendency or reluctance to try and embed those First Nation knowledge into their curriculum, not because they are not allies of First Nation people. Quite the opposite. They feel very strongly to stand with First Nation people. But I think there is this notion of not wanting to offend or, you know, feeling a bit anxious and nervous about saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing, because I guess their own knowledge, you know, based on their educational background, was also somewhat skewed or limited or, you know, misconstrued, I guess. So, you know, I'm always trying to encourage them to say, not be afraid, because if you stand up for truth, there's nothing to be afraid of, yeah?
Thank you, Punani. And that's a very, very good start, because so far in our program, our innocent program, we always discuss about it. But among ourselves, people who come here, I mean, like myself, I am a migrant myself in a way, even though by choice. And this is the first time. So we all will learn, and we are indebted to Auntie Carrie's generosity. And Punani, if there's any question while Auntie Carrie talking or explain something, please don't hesitate. Auntie Carrie, sure. Please.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was lovely to hear you speak there. And I do understand that there may be a reluctance or a hesitance for people of other cultures to go forth and teach education on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and cultures. But truth-telling, that's where we're at in Australia. We need to move forward together as community members, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, and work with the multicultural and the multilingual people of this country. We need to work together to discover the truth, to continue to tell the shared history of this nation for 60,000 years. There are many resources available to people who are teaching in our community First Nations content to young people and people of all ages who are being taught culture from an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspective. We have SBS Learn, okay? They have resources online for key moments of Indigenous peoples on the calendar. So for January 26th coming up, we have SBS Learn will be out for NAIDOC Week, which is a key moment in the Indigenous calendar in July. SBS will be having a teaching resource for that key content moment for our audiences. I hope that helps.
Auntie Carolee, often we are being asked, oh, how do we celebrate? Because we don't want to offend the Indigenous people. We know that when we say, oh, this is 26, it doesn't sit well if we say it is Australia Day. So often we are, as you said earlier, we are in doubt. So how can we celebrate our Australianness?
Yeah.
Please.
I understand what you're saying, Anishree, and I love your question. Thank you so much. You can celebrate and get involved. You can see how Indigenous communities are celebrated. For example, for January 26th around Australia, in different communities, in regional and city locations, there will be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community members celebrating with their community. For example, in Melbourne, there is the Share the Spirit Festival that will be held at the Treasury Gardens, featuring a whole range of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander musicians and artists. There'll be stalls there as well. So, you know, do get along, celebrate and embrace Indigenous culture with the world's oldest living culture. And if you're anywhere near Sydney, your audience members can get along to the wonderful festival. It's called Yaban. And if you look it up online, it's spelled Y-A-B-U-N, Yaban. And it is the Sydney Koori community, Aboriginal community of Sydney, coming together and celebrating January 26th. Now, while some Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people do celebrate on January 26th, there are many people who do not celebrate the day because it is a very difficult day and it does mean a very many things for many different people. And for some Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, it is also known the day itself as Invasion Day or Survival Day, or historically, the Day of Mourning, which is a very sad day for our people. Yes, that some people, some Indigenous and some non-Indigenous people want to change the date, okay? And this is because, you know, January 26th was actually made a public holiday back in 1994, okay?
Yes.
So since that time and before then, Aboriginal people, some of them in the community, have been protesting against this day. They want the date changed.
Well, that probably for our discussion for other time. But in this occasion, what I really want to know from the Indigenous perspective is that how we, I mean, like myself, I wasn't born here, and Ibu Nani. And even if I were born in Australia, but still, if my ancestors are not from the Indigenous people, then I cannot claim myself as an Aboriginal.
No. Right?
So therefore, we don't really know. So, well, for myself, I mean, there's a feeling that, oh, how should I behave? How should I act in a certain situation? Not because we don't know. Yes, maybe a lot I haven't known. But out of respect, I would like, or we would like, to really show not only our appreciation, but also our friendship, our camaraderie, those kind of things.
And what you're talking about there, we call that, as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we say that you're an ally, okay? An ally is someone who's friends with us, who supports our culture and our peoples of this country, our Indigenous peoples, okay? And what you can do to support your allies, sorry, for our allies to support us, I should say, as Aboriginal people, you can buy black business. There are amazing websites with Aboriginal art, beautiful art, paintings, drawings, weaving, baskets. There are floor mats. You can buy Aboriginal towels, Aboriginal jewellery online. Beautiful things can be available. You can buy food products online, bush tucker products, and support independent Aboriginal businesses in this way. You can find beautiful Aboriginal fashion online as well from right across Australia. So, you know, you can get involved. You can get involved by going to a local Indigenous cafe or a restaurant if you have one of them in your area. So, you know, you don't have to get along to an event. You can do this in your own way. You can get on the internet. You can check out through your local council who your local traditional owners are for the town or the suburb you live, okay? And then you'll know whose land you're actually standing on. I'm living in Melbourne, also traditionally known as Naam. It's the home of the Wurundjeri people.
Well, that's one of the things that we would like to know, because I can't remember the Indigenous country map, for example, or which areas belong to what clan, for example. Well, that's the start. That if we know, then hopefully we will understand more. So thank you so much, Auntie Carolyn Harding, for your explanation and your encouragement for us to get involved and to be a good ally of the Indigenous people.
Thank you so much for having me, Auntie Sri Dean, and thank you for being our ally.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.